Chapter 10, The Infinite. Only that is infinite which is free from relation. To be infinite, it must be pure. To be pure, it must be alone. That which is pure, that which is alone, is infinite and is one. He who is infinite is immune. We are not related to the infinite any more than rays of light are related to the sun. A ray of light is sun as well as ray. An identity of the infinite is the infinite as well as an identity. Purity, freedom, completeness, these are the self which is infinite. In the self, the infinite, there is no judgment, no unbelief, no sin, no healing, no resurrection, no separateness, nothing to be cast out, no one to be saved, no finite being, no finite existence. Awake to our being as infinite, we experience freedom from illusion, freedom from finiteness, freedom from personal sense, freedom from physical existence. The finite, the personal, the physical are nothing, like a dream or phantom. There is no finite personal or physical existence. The only existence there is the spiritual and real. The only being there is the one infinite. This explains why the finite can never become the infinite. The physical, the spiritual, the personal, the I am that I am. Creeping into view this very day is the spiritual perception that we cannot live unto ourselves alone, that somehow we must be brought together as one. For only in oneness is there unity. Only in unity is there infinity. Only in infinity is there immunity. He who is infinite is immune. Continuing to identify himself as a finite individual in a finite existence, the best one can ever hope for is a palliative, whether it be by way of a drug for the body, a treatment for the mind, or a prayer for the soul. Separateness, finiteness, individualism, this is the basic delusion. Until one sees this to be so and accepts the infinite to be all and alone, he will continue to live outside the kingdom as another, not the one. What can one do to free himself of the delusion of finite mind and body? Let them alone. Do not attempt to heal or change them. Abide in the real and absolute, the perfect, the infinite, the complete, your immaculate self, the finished kingdom. God is none other than yourself, the self which is purity, freedom, bliss, the self which is infinite mind and body, one and identical. The pristine nature of the self is spontaneous illumination, revelation, light. The self reveals itself to itself, eternal self-revelation. He who identifies himself as this self realizes this self. He who identifies himself as this self experiences this self. The self is the world. The self is existence. The self is pure consciousness. How can an identity be ignorant of the self and still be the self? The sense of ignorance lasts while he identifies himself as another. The same as when one goes to sleep. He has not left himself. He has but turned from himself. Infinite, almighty self. Infinite, perfect self. Vision of the mind is not vision of heart. Intellect or mind talks about the perfect and the divine, but functions as the imperfect and finite. Heart or soul lives as the divine and experiences reality itself. The heart can be transparent to see reality as it is. Moments spent in light and illumination cancel mind and thinking. The East teaches that to destroy the ego is the supreme method of attainment, but Christ proclaimed, "I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Why attempt to destroy anything unreal? The way lies in self-identification. This way transcends thinking and so transcends delusion and duality. To the unillumined, the I is the self limited to personal mind and body. To the illumined, the I is the self infinite. The I does not pertain to anything personal, anything separate, anything finite. The I pertains to the infinite, infinite being, infinite life, infinite consciousness, infinite manifestation. Our acceptance of perfect and infinite being to be our only true state of existence blots out personal sense and gives us realization in reality itself. To realize the real, the infinite, and here abide, is true attainment. The infinite is free from illusion. The infinite is immune. Centuries pass, but never freedom, peace, and harmony be realized in their fullness and completeness except through the Son, absolute identification. I am that I am. Since the generally accepted belief that we are separate human beings living in a human existence is not the truth about us, then nothing short of our knowledge of the truth shall set us free. The key to our liberation is to be found in ourselves alone. Our real self, the self we really are, is ever present. In this self is vested our full deliverance. Fully identified as this self, the infinite, we shall lose the delusion of separate human existence and shall be carried away, as it were, into heaven. Until full identification takes place, we shall experience progressive self-revelation.